going to talk about the Kerry Association in Dublin and the nominations, which are now open to find the 2023 Kerry Person of the Year and indeed Léire Chéri Award as well. Now, you'll have to go back as far as 1979 to the very first inaugural Kerry Person of the Year. In that year, it was awarded to Dr. Michael Carmody. There have been many, many famous and not so famous people honoured since 1979, right up to last year's recipient, which was, of course, Dr. Patricia Sheehan, who's done phenomenal work in the Kerry Hospice Services. But who will the 2023 winner be? Well, to tell us how you can nominate somebody that you believe to be worthy of that award, very prestigious award, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Marion Walsh, who is Treasurer of the Kerry Association in Dublin and a native of Ballydunahoo. Marion, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Deirdre. Thank you.
Now, it goes without saying, being named Kerry Person of the Year is incredibly prestigious, isn't it? I mean, it's a very well-known award, even outside of Kerry circles.
Oh, it is. And as you said, people who have received this award have been people who are not known nationally, internationally, but also maybe not that very well known other than by their local community in Kerry. And it is very prestigious. And, you know, as Kerry people, and not even Kerry, but Irish people generally, I think we're a bit hard on ourselves. It's hard to accept accolades, and usually when the person who's selected gets the call from whoever the chairperson of the Kerry Association is at that particular time, when they get over the initial shock and saying, is this a joke and could you not have found somebody else and so on, they are actually deeply, deeply honoured. And I remember when the late Brian McMahon was selected back in 1988, I remember that being at that event myself in the Red Cow in Dublin, and Brian said, actually being selected by your own is the greatest accolade of all, and that's what it meant to him, and I think others feel that way about it too, from talking to them over the years.
And what's the criteria, Marion? Must you be born in Kerry? Is that as widely and that the criteria covers? Is it just that you need to be a Kerry person?
Once upon a time you had to be born in Kerry, but actually we changed that rule for a number of years ago, and it's not just born in Kerry now, it can be having lived a significant part of your life in Kerry. And Brian McCarthy, take for example of Fesco fame, was not actually born in Kerry, and I think after we changed that rule a number of years ago, he was the first person not to be born in Kerry to get it. The criteria essentially is that the person should have shown leadership, brought honour to the county or to their work or whatever, and or performed charitable or other services to an extent that could really be regarded as being a bit beyond the norm of what of you know, your everyday life or your everyday profession or whatever it might be.
And
going back to your point about how you nominate, sorry to cut across you
no,
there.
No, you're fine.
Basically, we have, in an effort to keep people directed, we have it's a simple application form which you can get on emailing info@kerryassociation.ie, which is basically it's a little form setting out those criteria. And we would ask people who are nominating people really to give as much information as they can to enhance the possibility of the person being selected, especially if the person isn't somebody who might be known nationally and internationally. And we have had people who wouldn't be known maybe much beyond their own sphere of work in Kerry and so on. So that's it essentially.
Yeah, and you know, I'm looking down to the roll of honour from years gone by, Marion, and you know, so many people have already received this award. Does it get harder to find people every year, or do you always get lots of nominations?
We always get lots of nominations. Now I'm on my second spin of the merry-go-round with the Kerry Association Committee. I was involved back in the 90s, so I can certainly speak very authoritatively on at that time, and I know from talking to current committee members and so on. You know, you generally get not less than about 9 or 10 nominations, but it could be, when I say 9 or 10 individuals, but you could have up to maybe 50 or 60 nominations, or you might have 10 or 12, but they're all of a very, very high quality always. and any one of them is deserving at any time. And sometimes people get a bit disillusioned if they nominate somebody and they're not actually selected that year. But I have seen over the years when I was involved previously that if you nominated somebody this year and they didn't get it, and maybe they were nominated next year or the subsequent year, you will usually find that they get it. But there are people really, people have said that to me before, would you not be worried that you're running out of people? But we really aren't. Every year, the people to come in, every single one of them could be Kerry Person of the Year.
Exactly, that's true. And it's good to know that there's no shortage of talent out there and of people doing incredible deeds for others. So, Marion, I presume there's probably lots of unsung heroes in the community. And, you know, it could be the scenario that everybody assumes somebody else will nominate them. So would you urge people that if they do know someone who fits the criteria and deserves this prestigious accolade, to get nominating, to go and, I was going to say, put pen to paper, but that's an old-fashioned way of putting it.
Yeah, no, pen to paper is fine too, but because it can be either emailed back to that email address information at kerryassociation.ie, or they can be sent by post to our chairperson, Mary Shanahan, at 12 Belvedere Place, Dublin 1, and the closing date is the 21st of August. But yeah, absolutely, everybody thinks somebody else is going to do it, so like if anybody has somebody in mind, please go ahead. And I think actually what will help, even though it was by accident, though we've never had a shortage, but in the past, traditionally, it has been the end of the year, end of December, end of January was the closing date for nominations. And we used to have the AQRE, the gala dinner, at which the people will be presented with the awards, which is on the 14th of October in the Louis Fitzgerald Hotel near Newlands Cross there in Dublin. But that changed because of COVID. Actually, because the Patricia Sheehan, who was last year's winner, we had a gap for a couple of years when we didn't actually have an Aoife Kearney, and we presented to Patricia and to the Leifra group also, the Listowel Tidy Towns, as it happens, so it was a great night for Listowel. We presented in October, and I think that's actually a nomination closing date of August is probably a better time, because when it was November or December, people are busy with Christmas parties and life and Christmas shopping and so on. So yeah. I think this is actually, by default, probably a better time, you know.
Okay, so August 21st, you have until August 21st to nominate. And again, that email is info@kerryassociation.ie. Is that right?
That's it, Deirdre, yeah.
Perfect, perfect.
And can I also say, yeah, Deirdre, not to forget our Leifra awards as well. It's the same criteria, except it's for a group rather than an individual. And again, now, this is a relatively new award. It will only be our fifth time awarding it this year. It was the brainchild of our former president of ours, Christy McCarthy from Glenbeigh, who thought, you know, we were getting that there was a lot of people, groups out there doing very good work who maybe we should equally recognise as well. And people like the Ring of Kerry Charity Cycle have been previous recipients, the Special Olympic Club of the Kerry, and as I said already, Listowel Tidy Towns last year, and the other one was Herbert Drubbitha. So don't forget them as well, the same criteria for a group.
Very good. Brilliant. Well, listen, I'm hoping you'll have loads and loads of nominations, because I know myself that there's some incredible people out there in the communities and beyond doing great work. Marion, we let you go, but it was great to chat to you. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Deirdre. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is Marion Walsh there, Treasurer of the Kerry Association in Dublin. Marion, originally from Ballydunahoo. And again, that email address, if there's somebody you think deserves to be named Kerry Person of the Year, the email is info@kerryassociation.ie. That's for the individual award. And remember, you can also nominate a group in your community for the Leifra Kearney Award too. So get thinking about that one, folks. That's it for me for this afternoon.